brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I know a lot of stations join us right now and carry the last 2 hours. I got a bunch of economic news I haven't even gotten to yet. Dollar plunging, gold exploding, oil exploding, commodities across the board from platinum to palladium exploding, food exploding. Again, it's a commodity basics. I've got a bunch of other military news, but let's just start going to your calls right now because I said I would, and then we'll get back into all the news, but the callers always take us in interesting directions. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Or maybe not. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
First of all, Alex, I think we can't forget that old Alan Greenspan works for Deutsche Bank, and he's interested in the European Central Bank increasing their intake. I called because I saw an article in Die Welt, and it was about the man behind Obama. It's his bag man. I don't know if you're familiar with him. His name is David Axelrod.
Yes.
Yeah, how he came into Chicago and how he goes back and forth between Chicago and New York City and gets the money from somewhat Jewish clients there. But the interesting thing was that this guy, he manages that Duval Patrick's campaign, and all these speeches are supposedly written by him. So the idea that he's plagiarizing from himself is a little bit far-fetched.
Look, Hillary knows the public's dumbed down, and she knows the public really thinks that these politicians write their own speeches. All their speeches are written by somebody else. It's a non-issue. It's a joke.
Okay, but one thing I got to say about Hillary, and then I'll hang up, is at least she's sticking it out, and Ron Paul went home early. Thank you.
Well, Ron Paul, you know, had a big rally here in Austin. He's fighting for his congressional seat. He's staying in the race. Look, McCain's in all this trouble. Remember, we said, barring McCain self-destructing, which is a good chance, he always does, then that's why Huckabee and Paul are staying in. But barring McCain self-destructing, neither one of them have much of a chance. But they have a good chance between those two fighting with each other if he self-destructs. And look at all this lobbyist, and did he have sex with her, and was it, you know, an impropriety, and is he lying? And we're going to find out real soon. Remember 2-3 weeks ago when I said, well, Paul, you know, has gotten 50 delegates, and McCain's got 800 and something, and McCain's only got to get 1,100 and change. So you do the math. Ron Paul isn't even on the scoreboard. But this is like sudden death in a Super Bowl. If McCain, or rollerball or something, if McCain gets knocked out, then it becomes a free-for-all between those two. So there's still a, I don't know, 10% chance, the wild chance, but that's a pretty good-sized chance that Paul could do something. I mean, I looked at his total strategy. Go look at the article Paul Watson and I wrote 2-3 weeks ago when all this happened. And when Paul put out that report saying, I'm kind of retrenching back to Texas, but I'm still staying in the fight, people couldn't understand the subtlety of what he was doing. Now, you see Bloomberg getting ready to run. You see Nader getting ready to run. Working on getting him on, by the way. He's been on before. They're running because they know the two parties are weak right now. A scandal could come out on Obama right now. This guy's got a bunch of skeletons. Same with Hillary. So, there's a lot going on here. But regardless, if it's a Hillary, if it's an Obama, if it's a McCain, it doesn't matter. It never mattered. They're just puppets. If we got a Ron Paul in, then we would have a real candidate. And that's why they ignored him and gave him a third as much time in the debates, and the media blackballed him and demonized him, because he was the only real candidate. So if it's one of the other candidates, they're going to be a puppet, and the establishment stays in power. It doesn't matter. Ron Paul, if he got in, would just use a bully pulpit and the executive to be able to expose all this. So we've won either way, because who would have ever thought you'd have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, the police had more than 4,000 in Austin, chanting down with the Federal Reserve, down with Big Brother. You know, who would have ever thought we'd have movements like this? The number one goal, I need to do a show on this and soon, is keeping the Ron Paul movement, the Liberty movement together, and all of your groups, picking, while you still got your groups together, goals so you can stay together.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
FPL prepares Florida. and reactors for restart. Five reactors down yesterday causing power outages, and they won't say why. Florida blackout continues to be a mystery. I'll give you my take on that. Drop of 8.9% in late 2007, the largest in the index of 20-year history. With the economy, Britons thought an earthquake was an al-Qaeda attack last night. NAU meeting announced by State Department. Robot wars will be ready within 10 years, London Telegraph. San Jose police to use sound weapons on American people. Doomsday seed vault opens in Norway. Treasure hunters drill for buried Nazi gold, looted paintings. That's very interesting. Iraq to curb food rations, spurring fear of hunger in Iraq. NASA takes aim at moon with a double sledgehammer. That is just some of what's coming up, and I haven't even gotten into the tip of the iceberg on the economic news. Let's move quickly through your calls right now. Scott in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Did you say Scott?
I sure did.
Okay, it just flashed out for some reason. Hey, good buddy. I'm just calling from Colorado and just wanted to add a little levity to. I know that a lot of really bad things going on right now, and I listen to your show about every day. I don't know if anybody's ever mentioned this, but just a little levity you can watch during your break. And I don't know if you've heard of it or seen it, but the one on where the cop arrests the firefighter?
No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, this is great. It's ridiculous and funny at the same time. But it just shows you, and this was back in 2003, but it's just ridiculous.
Why did he arrest him?
Pardon me?
Why did he arrest him?
It's a police chief, and there was a wreck on the side of a four-lane highway, and the wreck is partly out into one of the lanes, and there's a man trapped in the car. He's got a broken back. So the fire truck pulls up in the other lane over, the second lane in, so it blocks the traffic because they're running really close to what was going on. And the cop didn't want him parking there and went and told the driver to move, you know, because he was boxing it in to protect him.
Like the firefighters aren't the experts on what to do, yeah.
Well, anyway, he ended up, the captain is over there trying to help get this guy out, and the cop actually goes over, handcuffs him, and puts him in the car. Lost the case, and the cop had to pay this captain $17,500. But I say go. It's called Cop Arrest Firefighter. And when you Google it, go to the one that says Flashover TV, not the YouTube, because Flashover TV on that one, it actually narrates what's going on, and it's just unbelievable. So I just called to kind of give you a little laugh in between, you know, all the things going on. I listen to your show almost every day. I really enjoy it. In fact, I'm trying to get it on in Colorado Springs on one of the radio stations here, the talk station. So anyway, have a great day, my friend, and I will hopefully talk to you at a later date.
All right, my friend. Good to hear from you. Yeah, here's the video right here. Oh, man. Cop arrest fireman for giving aid. That is, well, it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. Let's talk to Greg in Kentucky. Welcome.
And you're talking about Gary in Kentucky.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
And anyhow, a couple of things as quickly as possible. And first thing, you were talking about that and Dr. Paul's staying in the race at an outside chance. And he's in the race, and because he was called and ordained, and for this time, and by our Creator, and he's out there, you're right on target, exposing and everything that's taking place. And anything I have, something that the Holy Spirit has told me that's going to happen, and between now and the November general election.
What's that?
And there's not going to be any November general election. If there's going to be a cross-board martial law declared, and Bush will continue right in and right on, and the fact, and that Daddy Bush is the one, and that is controlling the son, Bush.
Well, there's no doubt of that, that Daddy controls the junior. Thank you, Gary, for the call. Let me just briefly comment on this. Okay, Ron Paul 3 weeks ago said that he was going to be focusing on the congressional race, cutting back the amount of funding on the national because he was basically not in the running. The facts are the facts. There's cheating, election fraud, media cover-ups, media suppression. There's no doubt of it. And that's been proven. I mean, so much evidence it makes your head spin. He gets second place in Nevada. They just don't even show him in the running. He wins Louisiana. They say second place. The polls show he's getting double in New Hampshire to what he really got. Clear evidence. We sent investigators, funded recounts, total fraud everywhere. Caught on tape. And then there's the media demonizing him, media ignoring him. So we know that happened. We asked him to run. He did a great job. It's energized. It's woken people up. It's exploded the liberty movement. Now we need to hope something happens with McCain or Obama. You know, either way, scandals could come out any time. They certainly are coming out on McCain. But if you're an Austin meetup group or New York meetup group or L.A. or San Diego or Minnesota or Florida, you know, groups there, I mean, you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. What was it, like 300,000+ people in these meetups? 4,000. The UT police said more than 4,000 down there at the mall. It filled up three large areas. I mean, it was just overflow, jam-packed. You know what 4,000 Austinites, it was probably 7,000. Some of the firemen estimated that many. With 7,000 people, we could take over the city politically. I mean everything. Private investigators on city council people, catching them in any dirt we can. They're all dirty folks. I mean, once you get to a city this size, they're all involved in bad stuff from just city government. I mean, you randomly go sue and get the books on any city department, there's going to be fraud and thieving everywhere. You know, exposing land grabs, knocking on doors to get laws passed, to get bad laws repealed, to get land that was stolen by the environmentalists for the banks, sue them criminally, go after them for racketeering, criminal complaints on judges, exposing the CPS, Youth Commission in Texas, literally run by pedophile criminals. I mean, I told you that years ago. Now it's in the news. I mean, rape rooms, public rapings. It's so horrible, it sounds like something out of a bad nightmare. I mean, reality of what we know is so bad, it seems like it couldn't be real. And then imagine it's probably 10 times worse. Just pure evil everywhere. You start digging anywhere, you're going to run into it. The evil is concentrated in government. I mean, it's everywhere in society. We're degenerating, but it's really bad. Kind of like the bottom of the toilet bowl. You know, that's where you really find it. Hadn't been flushed in years. I hate to use horrible analogies like that, but that's what it is. And the government is the toilet bowl. So, I'm sorry, it's the sewer, ladies and gentlemen. It's what it is, a cesspit. And instead of just, hey, let's keep having signs and rallying, and you should keep doing that too, pick things. Hey, we're going to try to get gun control laws repealed locally. We're going to try to get the University of Texas, like some universities, to stop saying students can't have guns in their dorms, or you can't have concealed carry on the schools. And there are huge student groups that have started, and we're having some victories. To fight open borders, to sue banks who let illegals have Mexican IDs that you can literally get out of Cracker Jack boxes, but citizens got to have 3 forms of ID. That's discrimination. I mean, pick an issue. There's hundreds. 4,000 of you in Austin, you could take this city over in a couple years. I mean, active, involved. It's less than 4,000 Terrytown yuppies that run this town. And it's the same for every city. I mean, folks, it's been me alone rallying people to go down and beat gun laws at the state legislature. It's been me alone that catches bribery on tape. I can't do it all. Believe me, there's so much evil. If you just go investigate, you're going to run right into it. Start playing hardball. Take the Ron Paul movement and start using it now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the woman and the stallion and the wind, and the sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again.
And we're gonna ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
We're back live. Get lost in that music. Yeah, I went and saw the video because they just lost the police in federal court of the firefighter that the listener was talking about. You got this big highway. I'd call it medium traffic. The cars are going about 70, but shutting down two lanes didn't slow the traffic. And I see this all the time. Police literally, especially on 360 here in Austin, will hang their butts way out in the lane. And, of course, everybody tries to get in the other lane and get around them. And part of it's because if you get pulled over, folks, pull over on the shoulder. These people that pull over, I mean, I pull over in the grass or I'll pull over off the shoulder. They'll just pull right over, just right. I mean, if I was a cop, the first thing I'd do was get on my loudspeaker and say, please move over to the gravel. But no, these cops, they just, by the way, I've seen the statistics. Cops freak out and wear body armor and are scared, running around in fear of being shot or stabbed. Statistically, many times, chance they're going to die in a car wreck or get hit on the side of the road. But again, they haven't been habitualized and taught to fear the cars. They've been taught to fear us, the devil people, you know, and an us against them mentality. And so this officer, it's the fire chief. The guy's got his back broken. It's the fire captain. There's medics there. They've already radioed in that he's got his back broken. The guy's all tangled up in the car. And the firemen, you know, don't feel like being on the side of the road with a bunch of idiot yuppies on their cell phones flying by at 70 miles an hour. So they pull over in the lane to block that lane, which I see this in a lot of cities and towns. I don't see it in others. And frankly, they're just completely crazy if you don't block a lane. And I know some cities have different policies on this, and I think the ones that don't have the policy to block a lane are nuts, especially when there's no traffic or it's not a problem. I'm already digressing. I got calls and tons of serious news. Just watching, we're going to play the audio of this video. Just type into Google, cop arrest fireman for giving aid. So the police, here comes the fire truck pulling up. The squad car is already there. You're watching squad car video. The fire captain, literally before the car even stops, before the engine stops, has the door open, jumps out as it's coming to a stop with his gloves on, runs up. This guy's in critical condition. To give aid, and the cop comes over and starts yelling at him, telling him, move your truck. And you can see, you can't hear the audio, but you can see the face on the fireman. He walks over and he goes, come on, we're just blocking it for safety. And then they've gotten the report that that's what he said. But he seemed being reasonable. He's like, look, it's there for our safety. What are you doing? He goes over, starts giving aid. The cop comes over, starts yelling at him, yelling at the person driving the truck, move it, parking on the side of the street over here. And, the person driving the truck, the fireman driving the truck, won't follow that order. He's not his boss. He runs back over, and you see the fireman, the fire captain, who's literally helping somebody whose back's broken, turn around. He's like, saying, what is your deal? I'm busy here. That's it. Boom. Pulls him off a guy in critical condition with his back broken, tangled up in a car, puts him in handcuffs and drags him off. It's mental illness. It's about, I'm the boss, I'm in control, you're going to do what I say, you're going to follow my orders, I'm an enforcer, you're the general public that have to be minded and controlled. It's an amazing, amazing video. Jeff in Boston, you're on the air, go ahead.
I've been trying to get through for days, and I guess today was finally the day, because this similar situation happens to me countlessly. I'm a record driver up here in New England, and, you know, it's just common sense to try to block a lane to force people away from you. I mean, it's not, I don't even understand this story, but, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time a cop yelled at me for trying to protect my own butt, I'd probably be a
millionaire. Stay there. You probably called in about something else. You've been holding for 20 minutes, but now you want to talk about this issue. That's fine. Stay there. I don't understand why police like dying. You see, I don't get scared of what the media says get scared of. I get scared of real stuff that can hurt me. Like, I have a bunch of brown recluses right now in my house. I mean, I got spider traps everywhere. People laugh at me about it. Hey, that can kill me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Let's go right back to your calls. Jeff in Boston, so you're a record driver, and you'll try to shield yourself by, what, blocking part of the lane just so cars see you, or a whole lane when there's a wreck or you're pulling something off, and the police, I guess, come and tell you to move. I don't understand, but notice firefighters and wreckers and others don't want to die, don't want others to die, but cops will follow orders, man. I mean, if they're told to hang their butt out in the street, they'll do it. And I don't understand it. But you wanted to finish up your comment on that.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty much done with that. But my real reason for calling was...
Well, what do you say to them, though? I want to go back. I mean...
Honestly, Alex, I've come close to being arrested a couple times just simply because, you know, if you don't back down, I mean, forget about it. That's what they want you to do. When you try to make your point, you try to be civil, and you're not even trying to be a jerk. It's like fighting this uphill battle, and they just don't want you to get up that hill. And, whether it's my safety or the person's safety or the person who's dying's safety, I mean, the things I've seen, I'll tell you, it's the highways are crazy. But, they just...
Well, every few days I hear about some massive pileup or wreck, and half the time it's one wreck causes another wreck.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, some guy who decided to pull over on the left-hand side of the road instead of the right, you know, and the cars are whipping by you at 80 plus. I mean, no one does the speed limit. Let's not joke here. The speed limit is 65. People are doing 75, 80. It's that simple. But my real reason was calling was the new InfoWars layout. I'll tell you guys have done an excellent job. You know, I don't want to say I was embarrassed to bring people to the old layout, but it's really like night and day. It really brings a whole new credibility to the site. And I just give you guys kudos, all the guys that are working on it behind the scenes, all the people who, you know, obviously don't get much credit for it. But
well, we're going to redo Prison Planet, too. Well, I'll tell you, Kurt Nemo and our other web people, they've all just done an incredible job.
Absolutely. Major kudos, guys. And, you know, keep up the good work. And, you know, not to plug anybody else's product, but I listen to you on my cell phone every day. If you have a smartphone and you get a program called Pocket Tunes, you can listen to Alex 24/7 from your cell phone. I plug it right into my wrecker, and I'm good to go no matter where I am.
Yeah, technology is destroying the old media monopolies, and now the best info is having a chance to shine, and the broadcast is just absolutely exploding. Thank you so much, my friend. And we want you to plug things here. It's a free-for-all. The only time I don't like plugs is if somebody calls in every week with the same plug or another radio show calls in to plug themselves and I know that the radio show attacks me. You got to love that in this Patriot movement. People will attack you and do all this underhanded stuff, and then when you disassociate yourself from them, they'll all freak out like you're bad. So that they never admit when they're wrong. Let's go ahead and go to Rocco in Connecticut. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing here? This is Rocco Frank from Milford, Connecticut. Good to be on your show, and as always, thank you very much for your support on these critical issues that we're all facing. I wanted to bring up a couple of things today. One is the housing crisis, which is going on, and anyone who lives in Connecticut, all you got to do is look at the Connecticut Post, and you'll see that pre-foreclosures are up around here, nearly 200, actually 90% in some places in excess of 300%, which is absolutely, you know, incredible. It goes to support what it is that you've been saying on the air. And, you know, that aside, I also wanted to talk about, you know, my efforts over here in trying to abate fluoride from our state. I'm not sure if you're, are you there? I'm trying to see if my
phone's here. No, I'm not here.
Oh, okay, good. Good, I just wanted to make sure you're still on. But, you know, what I've been doing with fluoride in this state, and I went on the InfoWars social website that you guys created, and there's a link for Connecticut over there where I've been posting all the replies we've been getting from the state officials on the issue. And I did get a reply back to them, and, you know, my cousin and I, Mike, we went up to the state and we visited the Board of Health. We also stopped off and visited the people over at the Environmental Protection Agency, and we sat down with these people and told them the toxic effects of fluoride. And I wrote the governor of Connecticut, and I also wrote an individual who was in charge of putting the fluoride in our water, and I got a reply back from Gary Ginsberg, who's a PhD, a toxicologist from the Environmental and Occupational Health Assessment Agency. And what I noticed is that he absolutely ignored all the new research on fluoride. And, you know, I posted the letter over at the Connecticut site, and, you know, on the social.
And by the way, all that new research is really old research. They always knew, and now the Kidney Society admits it eats your kidneys, but they won't even tell their members. Kind of like the AARP won't tell their members that they're being cheated with the currency being devalued and inflation. All these, quote, advocacy groups are bought and paid for.
Right. Well, I'm going to read you a quick reply from what he wrote. I can't read the whole letter because it's too long, but I'm going to read you the summary of it. He said, in summary, the Connecticut Department of Public Health is doing everything in its power to make sure that the public water supplies meet federal safety standards. We appreciate your concerns over water fluoridation, but feel that this issue has been extensively studied, and we have approximately 50 years of public health experience with fluoride. This accumulated body of knowledge bears out the utility and safety of fluoride at the levels used in public water. We are not aware of any legislators who are planning to raise fluoride-related legislation. However, you certainly have the option to discuss this issue with your state representative. In addition, please feel free to contact me with any other further comments or questions that you may have about water quality and public health. And what I'd like to do...
Notice he didn't cite anything there. He just said we've been doing it for 50 years. Kind of like we've had black people as slaves for 200, so it must be okay. When all the major studies show it attacks every gland, your bones, hurts your teeth, a bunch of places in Europe are removing it from the water. I mean, there's so much evidence here it makes your head spin, but go ahead.
Absolutely, and I think the confusion really arises from the fact that if you apply fluoride to your teeth without swallowing it, it's so toxic it kills all the germs in your mouth and it has a beneficial result that way. But when you actually swallow it, the equivalent of having fluoride ingested through your water, a cup of water contains a lot of fluoride versus a little drop of toothpaste, which is all concentrated, and you kind of spit that out. I think they really ignore the fact that when you drink fluoride, you're actually ingesting a toxic chemical versus, looking at the research where if you just put it to your teeth as a topical applicant and then spit it out, you have two very different results. And, that's the part that really kind of frustrates me with these people, because they just refuse to acknowledge that we're eating it. And if you do eat it, they want to say, well, it is a drug, we're administering it to you, but you're eating it in a dose that is safe, and, it's not really doing any damage to you physically.
You're coming on air, and you're trying to warn people, and it's what you're saying isn't one-millionth as bad as it really is. They don't just put sodium fluoride in your water. They are allowed to take the raw toxic waste out of aluminum plants and fertilizer plants with hundreds of other heavy metals and Grignard reagents and put it in the water. And we've had state toxicologists, EPA toxicologists. Last year, more than 1,000 EPA scientists wrote letters to the feds saying, please take it out, it's deadly poison. So there's no doubting it, but that's why the public is so dumbed down, on average, depending on the study, between a 10 and 20% IQ reduction. It's even bigger in children, and it's for good. I mean, it eats holes in your brain. It attacks you. They're doing it. We have documents where they said in the 20s they were going to put it in our water to make us more easily managed. They knew in the 20s what fluoride did because it's used in so many industrial processes that they had a lot of spills and problems with it. This is the eugenicist literally eating holes in your brain, literally attacking your glands. It's tied into so many things, and all I can say is I salute you for going down there, talking to them, exposing them to the facts, and I appreciate your call. People debate all day, is mercury good for you or bad for you? Well, Congressman Dan Burton, in 2003, under congressional orders, had thousands of pages of documents seized from the Food and Drug Administration. And in it, they found a 2,000 corporate minutes of the directors in a board meeting of the Food and Drug Administration. And it was the director having an open discussion saying, well, I'm going to make sure my granddaughter doesn't get mercury vaccines. My God, this has brain damaged millions. But we better not tell the public about this. Now, that got picked up by ABC News. People say, well, wait, do they lie or do they tell the truth? Well, ABC News then came out later and said, oh, we've taken the mercury out. No, they just made the shots available. If you pre-order them, and if your doctor has ever even ordered them and knows how, you can get allotments of mercury-free vaccines. But the vast majority, literally 99%+, have mercury. And then I got an AP article where they increase the mercury. So it's not even so much lying as it is spinning. Because in a lawyer way, that is true. They have taken mercury out of vaccines, but do they say what vaccines? That'd be like if I was a car dealer and I said Corvettes have 600 horsepower engines, and you're really buying one off the lot that's got a 350 horsepower. Can you buy a specially made, specially designed one from Chevrolet that's got 600 horses? Yeah, but it's a lie to just say Corvettes have 600 horses. Well, no, they got 300 horses or 300. We can get into all the debates. I mean, I'm using that hypothetical. So they're constantly doing that. They're constantly playing those games with you. An example is They claim that since 2000 to 2007, autism has exploded in California, and it has. And they then in the federal study say, well, mercury was taken out in 2000, so in 7 years it still went up in California. So this shows that mercury doesn't cause autism and has no link. But then I went and read the study. I knew what I'd find. They just took the fact at face value that lots of vaccine have been available without mercury. And so they then concluded with the false data that none of the children were administered to Marisol. And they told the nurses and doctors there's no longer mercury. I mean, I just had a baby a few weeks ago. My wife did. And I was there at the hospital, and both the nurses there, you know, they go take the baby to give it a bath and all that, and I'm saying no vaccines. They have me sign a waiver. And then the nurses say, yeah, we didn't give our babies the hepatitis shot either. I don't know why they give it to them. It's sexually transmitted or IV drug use, and they say it is dangerous. But I'm not supposed to say that, and you know, but since you know you said you didn't, I could tell you. And I said, go give me that vaccine, will you? I want to look at the insert. And she's like, well, I heard they took the mercury out, and the baby's sitting there under the, you know, heating lamp or whatever. And they go over and get it, and I say, see right here at the Marisol. Oh, I heard they took that out. You see, the doctors aren't bad. The nurses aren't bad. You're compartmentalized, just like the cops, by and large, aren't bad. They're told this is how you act. This is what you do. Now, why did AP report? They got a lot of good reporters there. I went and looked it up and found out it was true. 3 years ago, they reported, for some reason, the feds recommended, and then they do that for liability. And by liability, I mean the vaccine makers don't even ask why. They're just told, do this, do that. Make a lot available that doesn't have mercury. But again, that's the minority of the injections. Or they tell them, we've decided you need to put more of the Marisol in. Boost it 5 times. And so, for no reason, you don't need more of it, quote, as a preservative. They just increase it by 5 times in MMR, flu vaccine, and others. And then there has got to be 100 studies. I mean, I see a new one every couple of weeks, and I'm not even looking for these, where they study people 50 and older. You know, now we have early onset of dementia, early onset of Alzheimer's, and a laundry list of other horrible diseases, brain degenerative diseases. And they're all linked to mercury. Are there other things adding to that? It's a cocktail, but you find out that you've had 3 flu shots, you've had 4 or 5, that you have, some people get them every year now for like 15 years, 15, 20. By the time you, if you take 3 flu shots, you have, let me go back to memory, double the chance of getting Alzheimer's. And then, I've got to pull the study, there's a bunch of them, but go look at them for yourselves. I mean, if you've had 5, it like just goes up astronomical. If you've had 10, it's just, you're gone. That's why you got 30-year-old people who, since they were 18, you know, mama's been telling them, you better get your flu shot. We got people since they were 10 been taking the shots, they're now 30. And they're sitting there shaking and drooling and don't know who you are. Well, of course they don't know who you are. You ever heard the saying, mad as a hatter? That's because the dyeing process they would use for top hats and things, and the entire, they had sayings like mad as a potter, but it never got really popularized in England. Because people working in these industrial areas, lead is cheap. Lead goes into paint very well. Lead is very good for staining. Mercury is very good. Mad as a hatter. I mean, somebody who worked in a British factory making hats, by the time they were 40, they were drooling and didn't know who anybody was. Well, of course, they're around lead and mercury all day. So, hey, you know, just, I know you're not going to believe me. You're going to laugh at me. Roll your sleeves up. Keep getting your flu shot. And when you're 45 and don't know who you are, it's not my fault. And then you take somebody who's 65, 70, who already has brain tissue die-off. When you hit 30, your brain starts losing massive brain cells every day. Now, they've taken conductors or mathematicians who are 96 years old, 95 years old. I've seen the studies. I've even seen it on PBS programs where they show the brains. and they cut and they do an autopsy of some person who was bouncing off the walls, intelligent, when they were, you know, 95 years old, and they die of a heart attack. Cut open the brain, it's tiny. Tiny, little shriveled down to the size of a small orange or a pear. You know, the size of a tangerine. Little bitty. The person had a, you know, just bouncing off the walls with intelligence because they stayed interested. They kept learning. They kept eating up life. You take somebody without mercury and you put them in front of the TV 5-6 hours a day like our old folks, and the brain stops creating new neural pathways. Your brain's dying every day, but it's using all the, quote, excess brain. That is an extra brain. You need that as you get old. New neural pathways, new connections, new areas. As areas die, new areas are opened up. Wisdom is developed. It's like a fine wine aging. That's why you meet somebody who's been healthy and smart and intelligent and studying, and they're like 80 years old. It's like talking to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Versus you meet somebody, even if you're a hard drinker partier, you can be 80 years old and still smart if you stayed enthused with life. But you watch TV and take mercury shots, you're going to be a vegetable. Period.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871. The most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech.
Live. Thank you for joining us. Stan, Kyle, Mark, everybody, we're going to get to your calls. All right, I want to finish up with some economic news after I take four or five more calls. Then I want to go into all the other geopolitical news. I'm going to cover it. Also, news like this. Cooling trend puts global warming theory in doubt. Coldest winter globally recorded in decades. And that's because the sun was in its hottest cycle in modern recorded history. We were reporting that to you last year. Suddenly, in the last 5 months, it has gotten the darkest it has been seen in 300 years of study. The sun heated up, got real bright, and then it cooled down. The amount of energy, the amount of different wavelengths of radiation being issued from it, the sunspots, it is at record lows. And so it is going to get cold, ladies and gentlemen. And when it gets cold, it means it'll get even hotter in other areas. And there's going to be earthquakes, and there's going to be all sorts of weird weather, because the earth is always changing. So I'm going to go over that report as well coming up. You know, that is a bleak picture. I was talking about the fluoride eating holes in your brain. Go read the scientific reports. I mean, it literally eats holes in your brains. Go look at what the mercury does. Go look at what television does. Hundreds of big studies. I mean, I see them all the time about television and the onset of Alzheimer's. Well, of course, you just sit there like a vegetable, sedentary, less blood goes to your brain. You're not stimulating your mind. It's going to kill you. And you add a bunch of mercury-filled flu shots to that. C'est la vie. Just go ahead and trust your government. They wouldn't hurt you. It's a religion to just believe these people. It's a religion to go along with their propaganda. Well, I'm not going to go along with it anymore. Before I end this hour, InnerHealth Botanicals has a big banner up on InfoWars.com, and if you link through on the Interfood banner, you get 10% off on all their products. Their Cocoa Mojo, Healthy Cocoa, their Healthy Coffee, their original main product, 20 superfoods, two little scoops in your juice, orange juice, apple juice, whatever you like, and take it in water. Just wonderful stuff. Dulp, kelse, barley grass, wheat grass, corella, spirulina. Balanced energy all day long. Helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Healthy blood sugar, immune system support. Give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's Interfood. At 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. And when you buy in bulk, you get a 20% on top of that 10% at enerfood.com. But make sure that you click through on the site to get that 10% discount on that. It is absolutely essential that my listeners get that 10% discount. Coming up in March 28th, 31st, it's getting close. They routinely sell out. The Freedom Law School, an amazing event, is coming to Irvine, California. How to prosper in the coming hard times? Is the income tax really a giant fraud? What is the purpose of the U.S. Constitution? What does the U.S. Constitution say about the income tax? What powers and restrictions are placed upon the U.S. and state governments by U.S. Constitution? William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, Edward Griffin, Joe Bannister, Tommy Cryer, Larry Becraft, and so many others. 760-868-4271 to get your tickets now. 760-868-4271 or livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. All right, third hour, tons of calls. I promise it's going to be mega jam-packed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.